Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and fresh back. Well, I say fresh back. Well, no, wait a minute. Have we talked since you got back from SHOT Show?
We have not.
Oh, okay. I didn't think so. So joining me for the first time since he got back from SHOT Show, the editor at Shooting News Weekly, that being Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. So let's talk about this guy in Indiana. This guy is a United States legislator, right? Or is he a state legislator?
He's a state legislator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he ran into some young skulls full of mush.
Yeah.
Who were there with at least one Moms Demand Action person.
Oh.
I think they're with Students Demand Action, lobbying for gun control in the Hoosier State. And this rep, whose name is Lucas, Representative Jim Lucas.
Right.
Ran into these young anti-gun children, who started asking him about his support or lack thereof for gun control. And, they brought out the example of Australia as the example they think we should all be following. Where they claim, of course, that guns were banned in Australia and then all quote-unquote gun violence stopped, which, of course, didn't. But anyway, the Representative Lucas pointed out that when you do that, you're not free. You can't defend yourself. And he said that you can't truly be free if you don't have the right to defend yourself. And they couldn't grok all of that, of course. And one of the skulls full of mush said, so do you mean like carrying a gun? And he said, yeah, in fact, I'm carrying a gun right now. And he pulled his coat open to reveal his holstered pistol.
Right.
Which was shocking to the sensibilities of everyone there.
But of course.
And, and one of them said, see, nothing about that makes me feel safe, though. As if that were somehow important in any way at all to Representative Lucas or anyone else. And he said, this isn't about safety. This is about facts. I mean, this isn't about feeling. I'm talking about facts. People who want to kill you don't care about your feelings. And the whole thing was caught on video and has since made it all around the internet. Associated Press wrote about it yesterday, and all the right-thinking types of people are aghast at lawmakers who actually carry firearms. Little do they know that that's the case all over the country, even in places like New York and California and Maryland, where they have gun laws that hoplophobes love. You still have public officials on both sides of the aisle carrying firearms. Why? Because they can't. Because they are exempted from the laws that prevent the average person from carrying in places like the New York, the Indiana Capitol, or Sacramento, or Albany, or Annapolis, and places like that. And they know that if something ever went badly, they'd want the ability to defend themselves. So it was a nice education that I'm sure these children in Indiana weren't expecting to get.
Hmm.
I'm sure they'll be forever scarred by the or by what happened to them. But they'll just have to deal with that.
Right. Well, I mean, what are your thoughts on him flashing them the gun? What were your thoughts on that when you saw that picture?
I always like to keep my concealed firearm concealed and not reveal the fact that I'm carrying
right
to anyone. But I think in that case, it was pretty instructive. He certainly didn't brandish the gun. He didn't take it out of its holster. All he did was pull his coat back a little bit so they could see it. And it sparked more conversation, and that's wonderful. But as again, one of these young skulls full of mush just couldn't really handle the whole thing. Something, one of them named McKenna Five Coats, I think is her name.
Right.
My heart sank to my stomach, Five Coats said. I genuinely felt unsafe in that moment. And I really just wanted the conversation to kind of end after that, which pretty much encapsulates the entire anti-gun left in this country, because as soon as you start talking about facts and inconvenient conversations that really don't go their way, then they tend to shut it down and call you a Nazi or a fascist or
right
haters.
Oh, well, you know, as far as that goes, on the one hand, I might would have just patted my side and shown that to him, but I don't really, I wouldn't have done that. I would not.
And that's perfectly valid, and there's a lot of good arguments for your approach.
Right.
Yeah, he could have just patted and said, I'm carrying right now without showing it to them.
Sure.
But, you know, he chose to do that. No harm done, except to their sensibility.
Right. So, all that taking that in and everything. Do you think how do we change the minds of the young, or is that even a possibility at the moment?
Oh, it's always a possibility. The more you expose people to that, the more you can drive home facts about not just people who die every year due to crimes or suicide or whatever by the use of gun, but also to the number of people whose lives are saved and crimes that are prevented through the use of a gun. Again, according to Professor William English, that's about 1.6 million times a year. Then you ask and say, look, that's 1.6 million robberies, rapes, murders, assaults that are prevented through the use of a gun, people having them in their home, people carrying them every day. How many of those are you willing to give up in order to limit people's rights to carry? How many more robberies, rapes, murders, and assaults are you willing to tolerate in order to achieve the gun-free utopia that you apparently want? And let's see, and watch them stammer and try to answer that question.
Right. I guess they're going to have to wait till they get to a point where they own something, and maybe they'll change their mind then.
That always helps. When you have something that you own and want to protect, or you have you've got family members or children, and you're worried about their well-being, that tends to change your approach to things.
Sure does.
My guess is that at least some of these people will develop different attitudes. Some of them maybe the hard way by being victimized by crime, but hopefully not.
Probably not. This article, by the way, is ripped right off the front page of shootingnewsweekly.com. We'll be right back talking to the editor, Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And welcome back, talking to Dan Zimmerman from Shooting News Weekly. I have to deliberately check the top of the page to make sure I'm giving out the right name, because I don't want to say the wrong name, Dan.
That's okay.
I only did that for like, I don't know how long we've been doing this segment, but it's been a long time. But so far, I haven't messed that up just yet. So
I was at that other place for a long time.
Yeah. So.
Bound to happen.
Yeah. So anyway, talking to Dan Zimmerman, shootingnewsweekly.com. Let's talk about Larry Vickers a bit. Larry Vickers has found himself mixed up in something. If you look at the breakdown of it, I'm sure lots of other people do it the way he did it. He wasn't doing it for a criminal enterprise. It just worked out that it was against the law. And he had a couple.
Yeah,
he had a couple of cops involved with him on this and everything. And this was it just being guys and having, you know, guys of a high level that can get guns of a high level and do things with them?
I think that's at least a fair characterization of what happened. If your listeners aren't clear, Vickers was working on with some law enforcement officials. Law enforcement officials can get NFA items, machine guns, any time to quote unquote test and check out, in advance of a purchase if they want to. And he had partnered with some of those to, allegedly skirt the law and, get access to firearms he couldn't otherwise get. I would have thought he'd have an SOT, but maybe not. Anyway, that's what he was doing. So basically, it was a paperwork violation of the law. He wasn't trafficking the gun. He wasn't selling them.
Right.
He wasn't, profiting from these. He was just trying to get guns that he liked and were cool and wanted to shoot. Or so that's my reading of the government's press releases and what's been publicized about this whole
thing. Now, there are,
but anyway,
aren't there FFLs out there that allow for you to have fully automatic weapons should you, without having to do it within the confines of being a cop or something like that, or doing it
well,
with an agency?
So you have to have an SOT.
What is that?
I can't remember what that special operations tax or something
okay,
like that.
Okay.
I can't remember what that stands for, but that's what lets you get NFA items, special occupational tax.
Okay.
And so people like our friends here at Silencer Shop here in Austin and Jeremy S. who writes for us and owns a gun company and deals in suppressors and has a couple of full auto items that he makes. He has an SOT. And if you have one of those, then you can get NFA items shipped directly to you. You don't have to go through the transfer process, that type of thing. And it's an application process. You got to go through the ATF to get all that. But I've never done it, but I don't think it's much different than getting an FFL, the requirements. Anyway, I would have thought that Vickers would have had something like that, but he apparently didn't, and he was working through these law enforcement individuals to get access to guns he couldn't otherwise get. So it was a paperwork violation of the law. He was caught, and he has pled guilty, and as our friends at Open Source Defense note, that is bringing down an ironic penalty on him because he is now a felon. And as our quote of the day today, quotes from their piece on this, he cannot, again, ever own or possess a firearm. Somebody who has made his life and his living for a long time through firearms can't possess one anymore. Under federal law, and federal law needs to change. And my guess is it will. It will probably, at least partially, at some point, be rolled back. This kind of prohibition will be rolled back as a result of Bruin. And it says anyone who has been convicted in any court of a crime punished by imprisonment for a term exceeding 1 year, that's probably not analogous to a law that was on the books at the founding, which is the new standard that we now live under ever since Bruin in 2022.
Right.
It's also ludicrous in that it removes Second Amendment rights from individuals who may not have committed any sort of violent crime. Again, this is not just felons, but this is anybody who's convicted in any court of a crime punished by imprisonment for a term of exceeding 1 year. There are misdemeanors for which you can be sentenced or you can be convicted. That you don't even have to go to jail. It's the crime punishable by imprisonment. Even if you're convicted of the misdemeanor and you get probation, doesn't matter. If that crime is punishable by a term of 1 year, more than 1 year, you just lost your gun rights for life. And there are all kinds of, this is open source, Spence points out, there are all kinds of people who have probably done that and have no idea that this prohibition is out there.
Right.
And probably own guns and are in violation of the law without even knowing it right now.
You know, they're making a big deal of, right now, that's one of the things that's in the South Carolina permitless carry bill, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I know they've been going back and forth. That's been quite a bit.
But it's not a new thing. It's not a new thing about the punishable by 1 year thing. That's not a new thing. They're making out like this just came as a result of the.
No. That goes back to 1968.
Yeah. So, I mean, that kind of stuff is.
Yeah. No, it's nothing new at all. Maybe new on the South Carolina books, but it's certainly federal law.
Well, it's always been federal law. That's why I thought they included it in all these permit languages, because it was part of federal law. And yeah. Probably somebody back in the day when they started all these permits and everything, they realized people didn't know what was on the books, so they threw that out there so you would know it. But, I wasn't around when that was happening. But do we know how? I mean, this is – I'm going to ask a question you're going to have to answer in the next little bit when we come back. But has anybody heard anything out of Larry Vickers?
I don't know.
I don't either. We can discuss that.
Somebody I have contact with.
Yeah, okay. I actually have his number in my book, but I haven't tried to call him or anything. Anyway, this article is straight off the top row of the front page of Shooting News Weekly's rapidly becoming my go-to source for the latest breaking news. That seems to be something that Dan specializes in the latest breaking news. But, I expected nothing different when he made that move from where he was to where he is, and he is bringing it along at a very rapid pace. The first day I looked at this website, not that impressive. Now he's smoking. So, website is shootingnewsweekly.com. Right, and you can subscribe to the latest stuff there. Go click on it, subscribe, get the latest from it, because this is the only place you're going to get it from. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Five Marines are still missing following the discovery of a Marine helicopter that went missing in California. The helicopter was found in Pine Valley Tuesday night, just about 40 miles east of San Diego. It was conducting a training flight from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas. Proclaiming himself as pro-life Superman, a man climbed the Las Vegas Sphere on Wednesday to gather funds for a pregnant woman. Mazan Deschamps shared footage on his Instagram profile.
Hey guys, I'm here on top of the Sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
DeChamp executed a comparable stunt in Phoenix during last year's Super Bowl week. Southern California is bracing for more rainfall and mountain snow this afternoon and into tonight. The area is still grappling with the aftermath of a Pineapple Express system that brought record-breaking precipitation and triggered nearly 500 landslides. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from Shooting News Weekly, and we were going to segue into an article, but then we started talking about something else that goes along with it. So for a moment, this is not something that has been written down just yet, but you never can tell with Paul, with Dan. But you remember, Dan, the drama last year in May with the North Carolina permitless carry bill that they were trying to get through?
Yeah, it was the big kerfuffle.
According to Paul Vallone, and Paul Vallone runs Grassroots North Carolina, he is probably, if he is not the most effective, he is definitely in a tie for number one with everybody else in the various states as the most effective state Second Amendment advocate I've ever seen operate. According to him, if the NRA had just not said anything, they would have passed it. But they got in there in the 11th hour. And they were upset because they were looking at requiring training or something for this?
The NRA was, or the supporters in the House, or in the legislature?
Well, I was thinking that the NRA was... they were upset because training was being required, and I'm going to presume it was being put together by the legislature.
Oh, because that's probably what happened.
Yeah. But, I mean, in the end, of course, they didn't get it. It just died, and they're going to have to wait until 2025 to revisit this.
Really?
Yeah.
And he attributes this to the NRA getting involved?
That's one of the things. He said that when they came in, see, this is his, and I talked to him before I talked to you. I talked to him before I called you today. And with him, get something on the books that you can work with. And in this particular case with these kind of South Carolina, North Carolina, we're weird states. We're very Europal in a lot of things. And there's bastions of conservatism that are just as crimson red as possible. But there's also population centers within the states that are absolutely blue. So getting something through, like, our Senate, for example, was like pulling teeth of a lion while they're eating, while chasing down, you know, they're chewing while they're chasing the gazelle. So
yeah,
the fact that they actually pulled that off, that logistical jujitsu that they play, just getting something that passed it. We've been trying to do that for a decade here. They've been trying to do that in North Carolina. And when somebody comes in and throws a little shade on it, then everybody, and it's the grassroots in a lot of cases, they get upset because it's not perfect. And see, that's the thing that's happening here in South Carolina right now. We have a provision in there, right? Stupidest one I've ever seen in my life. If you do something criminal and you have a concealed carry permit, the penalty currently under this, the way this is lining up, the penalty would be lower than if you're carrying without a permit and you commit a crime.
Okay. I'm aware that there's all kinds of, I know that your Senate approved it, the latest version of this last week in South Carolina. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a number of amendments that were added.
Well, there was none. I mean, there was none that we can't live with. It's definitely not constitutional carry. It's permitless carry.
Right. But it, you know, sometimes you have to get, we didn't get constitutional carry here either in Texas.
Right.
You know, first we got open carry, and then eventually you wear them down and people realize that, you know, people aren't shooting each other at stoplights. And constitutional carry becomes more palatable. But even that was a fight. It always is. Cause there are always entrenched interests. You always have chiefs of police who are usually, you know, beholden to city elected officials who are willing to come out and say, no, this is dangerous. And, you know, I don't want to see that. We're sheriffs who are elected directly by the people. Tend to support these kinds of things. And then you've got the people that make their money putting on concealed carry classes, and they don't want to see that revenue stream go away. So I'm sure, guessing that you're running into a lot of the same situations there in South Carolina.
Well, see, but in South Carolina, if you have a permit, you don't have to go through the background check when you buy a gun.
Same here.
With South Carolina, if I want to go to Georgia, Texas, wherever I want to go, North Carolina, I have to have a permit that I'm reciprocal with going into that state.
Right. And there are very good reasons to have a carry permit, even in a constitutional carry state. I have one here in Texas, and I will always have one for those very same reasons. When I want to carry in other states, don't want to buy a gun, and don't want to go through the background check. All those reasons are very good, but you shouldn't have to ask permission from the government to carry a gun if you don't want to.
Right.
And, you know, that's the law now in 28 states. Hopefully South Carolina will be number 29.
Is it 28?
North Carolina.
It's already 28.
Oh no, I'm sorry. It's 27.
Okay.
27.
Okay.
I get confused, but hopefully that'll be 27.
Too. Here's the thing. This is the thing. And, I've tried to explain this to a few politicians. In South Carolina, what they're going to do is they're going to make the same training you have to take to get the concealed carry permit. They're going to make it available in each county twice a month for free.
Wonderful.
They're going to make the concealed carry permit automatic renewal and no cost.
Who's complaining about that?
Nobody. But the thing is, you know, I sit back and I look and I say, yes, when you have permitless carry, that means they're taking the right seriously. I get that part of it. However, by the same token, with some of the other things they're doing, it's also obvious they're taking the right seriously. But at the same time, these politicians are looking around acting like they're the first ones that have done it here in this state. And I'm like, I told a few of them, you know, there's 27 other states that have done this.
Yes.
Why aren't you asking the police departments that are saying this will be bad for my officers? Ask them how come it isn't bad in the other 27 states.
Exactly. Why? Look, when you've got 27 other states, all the arguments, all the objections, all the caveats have come and gone many times over, and they've all been proven to be false.
Right.
So hopefully South Carolina will be 28
Maybe North Carolina will be 29. Maybe Louisiana will be 30.
Well,
about as far as we're going to get
right now. The
at least anytime soon.
The South Carolina chapter of the NRA, and we'll segue into this in the next segment. But the South, a lot of the members of the House, where they now have it for concurrence, are concerned that if they vote down the thing, that they'll be they'll be scored by the NRA. And I said, well, let's look at that just for a second. Why would you vote it down? Why don't you just get something on the books now to begin with, to work with? And don't worry about the NRA. The NRA, when did that become a thing? I've never known a Republican politician to be afraid of the NRA. Never read
And there are people that worry about being no compromise.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. But there's also the concept of not letting the good be, or the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Well,
and take what you can get now and move on and move toward where you want to be later.
It's taking the rules for radicals and playing them against the anti-gunners with their own rules. This is the way they play. We're playing against them. We got to play the way they play and beat them at their own game. That's the way it works out.
I agree.
We're going to talk about the NRA when we get back. This is coming. Well, no, that's not. This isn't anywhere. Maybe you should write it so it can be on there. Then I can say it was anywhere. This is just me. Okay. This is just me and Dan just musing out loud over this thing. But I just gotta. I'll read you the text when we get back. But
okay.
In any event, having said that, ShootingNewsWeekly.com, that is where Dan represents things. That's where he does things. And it has taken off, and it's in a vertical climb right now. It's quite interesting to watch. I've never seen this happen before, and you guys are smoking it. So ShootingNewsWeekly.com, that's where you go. Go subscribe. You'll get all the latest and greatest things that are happening out there in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from Shooting News Weekly, and this is an article ripped right off the front page. The NRA is struggling. They're struggling. But the question, and you guys asked the question, what happens if they don't survive? Which I guess is a very real consideration we have to take into consideration, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're just kind of thinking ahead is not if they don't survive as much. I mean, that's certainly a possibility. But what comes next? Wayne LaPierre is gone. He is history. As of January 31st, he is no longer. But what the organization has to look at is what's going to happen next. Are they going to allow the toadies and LaPierre suck-ups who are still there, still officers, still in the board, to try to appoint a new executive vice president who's very much along the same lines as LaPierre, or are they going to appoint someone who truly wants to reform the NRA, what's left of it, and get it back to on the road to being an effective organization for its membership, for furthering the rights, for furthering gun rights in this country, much more along the lines of what is represented in its charter. And to the extent that they can do that, especially before this trial is over, because this trial has weeks to go still, right, by the judge's estimate, that might help them if they're not seen as allowing another LaPierre clone to take over now that Wayne is gone.
Well, I'd heard that there's a have you heard the undercurrent of all these guys are trying to do this little shadow thing where they elevate Charles Cotton to executive vice president and CEO and all this other stuff and
we've read the letter to the board by Buzz Mills.
So the thing that's coming out of this, the problem with this is that you've got some of these run of the mill rank and file NRA members that are looking at that and saying, I don't want to see a special master put in charge of the NRA, but if this is the only way to get these guys out of the way, I say do it. And, I mean, do you think that's actually happening? Do you think they're trying to do that in the background?
I don't doubt Mills I read Milton's letter, and his concern, of course, was that cotton was going to be installed as the new EVP.
Right.
He, of course, was the chair of the audit committee,
right,
which I don't know what they were doing, but they weren't auditing, and they certainly weren't enforcing the policies of that are at least on paper at the NRA. And my guess is he and his other audit committee members are going to have a lot to worry about down the road, given their apparent disregard for their fiduciary responsibility.
Right.
But that's what you described is what a lot of people say. And it's not just regarding a special master. A lot of people saying, look, I'm no fan of Letitia James or what she is doing. She is an avowed enemy of the NRA and wanted to see it destroyed. Fortunately, a court has already ruled that she can't do that, dissolving the entire NRA is a bridge too far, and that's not going to happen. But what they're saying is, look, if the only way to fix what's left of the NRA and preserve it in the long run is to have her win her case and install a special master, then they're all for it, especially if that means dissolving the board, throwing out all the current officers, meaning Cotton and the other like-minded members, board members, and starting from scratch, reinstalling, somehow electing a new smaller, more responsive board that isn't 76 people large,
right?
And that doesn't punish and ostracize and eject people who bring up uncomfortable truths. And expose corruption if and when they find it.
And practices oversight on the leadership.
Yeah, practices actual oversight.
Yeah.
As their fiduciary responsibility dictates.
That is the thing that I would like to see happen as well. The only problem is that I sit here and I don't put it past them to try to make what we're seeing some people talk about. I just hope that's not the case. That would be, would practically ensure their, at least for a very long time, if they keep pushing it this way, that would practically ensure that they get a special master and somebody's going to be running, you know, watching them over their shoulder for a long time to come.
Right. Or if it becomes obvious that they've just installed the same members of the same regime that got the NRA to where it is today, then the argument becomes much more persuasive for just tossing the whole thing entirely.
Yeah.
You know, a judge may have a lot more sympathy for that argument if it's shown that the NRA has learned absolutely nothing from what it's been through over the last 4 years.
Well, I would, you know, is it as frustrating for you as it is for me to look at this and say, these guys, I thought man was the learning animal.
Yeah. Well, vested interests have a lot to do with how much he's willing to learn or acknowledge. I don't see any way. I'm no attorney. I don't see any way that the NRA wins this case. And I don't see any way that the court doesn't appoint some sort of special master and starts a wholesale reconstruction of the leadership of the NRA. I think that's exactly what's going to happen, and I certainly hope it does.
Well, it'd be really nice if they could figure out a way back. I mean, I read this in the article. All of the other gun rights, there's not a lot of nobody's looking at this as an opportunity to become the big boy. They're all willing and happy. They'd be happy to see NRA return to their former glory. Albeit, you know, to where they don't set themselves up for recurring failures once again.
Yeah, a strong, healthy, functional NRA is in every gun owner's best interest. And the trouble is it's got a long road back to getting there, but nothing's going to happen until the current regime is gone.
entirely, not just Wayne.
Well, there's a few people that I really am interested to see where Josh Powell ends up. I wonder if he's going to, you know, he sort of seems like he wants to be the next Ryan Bussey because nobody else is going to hire him.
I don't know. There's a lot of money to be made as a professional anti-gun apostate.
Yeah.
As Bussey has demonstrated.
Anti-gun apostate.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where he'll end up.
Oh. He definitely has, this boils down to he has made his bed, and I guess now he gets to sleep in it, but I guess we'll see where that ends up as well. And in the interim, I hope that the NRA finds their way back, because I've always thought very highly of them. I haven't always seen eye to eye with all of their stuff, but it would be good to see them. And as for Mr. Zimmerman, of course, he writes at shootingnewsweekly.com. The thing about this is when he told me about this a little bit back, is before SHOT Show, I think it was, and he tells me about this. When I saw it the first day, I was like, wow, he's got his work cut out for him, except you have turned that corner really hard and really fast. So, I mean, hats off. I mean, way to start. This didn't exist. When was the first day the site was live?
January 4th.
January the 4th. So it's been up for a month and 2 days.
Correct.
And you've already got advertisers and everything coming on. I mean, you guys are just rocking as it goes. So this is stupendous. I love it. I just love it. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, he runs something called Legally Armed in Detroit. His name is Rick Ector. He goes by the Director. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.